7 miles long from its head to its mouth. Joins with the mon coming up from the south. Pull up a chair and I'll tell you about this place that we call Scott's Run. The American Indian laid the first claim, but the ships and their people crossed the ocean they came. The creek was given an old Irish name, and it came to be known as Scott's Run. The woods were soon cleared and the farming began. The earth was turned up by the plow and the hands. A family could make their own way on this land. Life was good up and down Scott's Run. There was coal at their feet in the thick Pittsburgh seam, but the farm life remained a mountaineer's dream. Then the world went to war in 1914, brought changes and on Scott's Run. The boat started sailing from Europe again, and the trains from the south brought in more working men. Cheap muscle was needed to load up the bins with the coal that lay under Scott's Run. Shoulder to shoulder all day and all night, Italians, Hungarians, blacks and the whites, they were all poor together and had made it all right. It was all for one on Scott's Run. Lived in close quarters in the company shacks. They watched money leave by the ton down the tracks. Great fortunes were made on poor men's backs. Life was hard all along Scott's Run. But hard though it was, the people still say they wouldn't take nothing in trade for those days. You could count on your neighbor in every way. It was family out there on Scott's Run. The mines they ran safe up until 42. Then the mines started blowing as they're known to do. Took 89 lives before they was through. The tears ran high in Scott's Run. Little by little, the mines went away. The houses came down and the tipples decayed. It was sad goodbyes as folks went on their ways, but they never went far from Scott's Run. And the world seemed content just to cover its eyes, saying some have to sink so that others can rise. They built their new roads and they passed her on by, yeah, washing their hands of Scott's Run. But some stuck around, they're no strangers to sweat. And if you are a gambler, you'd better not bet that the end has arrived, cause it ain't over yet. There's new life springing up on Scott's Run. 7 miles long from its head to its mouth, joins with the mon coming up from the south. Pull up a chair and I'll tell you about this place that we call Scott's Run.